I have to go soon, but maybe next time. Because I did want to talk, because I just moved out, like, out of the city.
Yeah.
And I did have some pretty, like, I don't know, crazy experience, like, with the squatter. I don't know if it's funny or not, but it was kind of interesting.
You had a squatter?
There was a squatter across from me.
Did you fuck him?
why are you assuming gender?
Do you want to get into all this?
Boy, there's a female squatter?
Yeah.
I'm fine.
You had a squattress?
Oh, okay.
You had a squattress?
Yeah. Well, she had, then she had, like, okay, I got 10 minutes. Then she had guys just like coming in the place.
Oh,
so this was before.
How many?
There was three other dudes.
I just want to see if you counted.
So she was lost in the hook.
There was one guy. No, she was not. She let me know that because basically there was one guy. Like, we heard a commotion going on, and
who's we?
Me and my cousin.
You and your cat. You and your cousin.
Yeah.
So you heard a commotion. There was some roughhousing going on across the street.
Yeah.
And you fucking.
Yep. Well, no. I fired up the security camera. I was
like, excellent. Yes.
And she
from
was
your fucking.
I love it. Chair.
What's going on out there?
Yeah, Gerby's gentrified a neighborhood, and
and the neighborhood won.
The neighborhood had their way with Gerby's. Got lost in the hood.
Gerby, big time. You know that shooting that happened in Brewerytown? That was my neighbor's. I like,
damn.
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
So anyway, we hear this commotion. She is ripping this piece of plywood off the front door.
Hot.
And so I'm like, and then in the morning, I didn't see anybody there. So I was like, fine. But then they're just like coming and going. So
they're
I call
fucking her.
What's that?
They're fucking her.
They're having sexual intercourse.
They're bringing her drugs and fucking her.
Yeah.
She's just a witch welled up in a shell.
Or whatever's going on.
My queen.
So yeah, I call bring the police.
Her myrrh. They present her gifts from the east.
I call the police
and lay with her.
You call the police on her?
Yeah.
Steve,
you didn't go see what's good with her?
Nah. Is that
Steve didn't learn one thing from this summer
and
the
dude.
Protests? You don't just call the police on women of color.
First of all, that was before George Floyd, but
wow.
Why would you say that?
You just send her in a totally different porn. Now there's two cops and she's in like a fucked up house.
First of all, the cops were incredibly professional.
One fucked her.
One was almost an identical, like Brian Six. If he had been like, yo, it's Garvin, it's me.
Was the girl hot?
Not conventionally, no.
No, you had a thing. You liked it a little. No. You liked knowing what was going on.
You misread that. That was me not wanting to say no.
Did you fantasize at all about the woman in the house?
Yeah. What?
Did you fantasize at all about the woman in the house?
No.
You never thought about going over there?
Oh, my God, no.
Like a scenario where you're like, what the hell's going on over it? Whoa.
Yeah. Or just like,
I like the new me.
I didn't do anything with the hands there.
No, but I like the evil.
Oh,
and I'm like, ooh, I like that.
Just you and like just plotting your network of just security footage. Just
Did you ever see Sliver?
That slut.
Sliver?
There's no sluts in my neighborhood. I'm going to call the authorities.
Squatters are an actual problem. They could cause house fires. And I had neighbors. So anyway, I called the police. And my neighbor, she was talking like through the cracker door. Like, I've been trying to get them. You know, I've been 311. I've called.
So you're not in the suburbs anymore. You're still in Philly.
Yeah. Well, at the time, yeah.
Oh, this is back then.
Yeah, yeah.
Got you.
So, my neighbor had wanted them gone. They had just been coming in and out of the back. Yeah. She's got a kid.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just
the lady had a kid? Wait, your neighbor had a
my
kid
neighbor
or
had
the
a kid.
Squatter?
No, my neighbor. Mm-hmm. And
I took that baby.
Yeah. So they told her, you gotta go. I mean, it is dangerous to have a squatter in a house. All right, you squatter.
No, I wouldn't want someone squatting.
Where should they live? Just kick them out?
Well, I'm not saying that we don't need better
can't
public housing.
This type of thing. Voted for Biden.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Mr. Democrat over here.
Well, I
you don't
stand
like handouts?
By it.
You
I mean,
don't
nobody, like handouts? Nobody wants, yeah. Nobody wants to do the tough thing, but it's like
those
families.
Those I voted stickers should just say, I called the cops.
Yes. Also.
Anyway, I got appreciation from my neighbors.
Tiger Woods, Donald Trump up. Take the hat off if you don't respect it.
What?
You don't respect
getting pussy and Donald Trump? Take that, Tiger Woods.
First of all, no.
Nonstop win.
Tiger Woods would have fucked that lady in the house.
Tiger Woods would have absolutely. Tiger Woods probably put her there.
Dude, she was probably stuck, dude.
Yeah.
She's probably stuck.
True.
There.
She could have been stuck in
there. They spaced the studs 16 inches. She probably tried to pass through the walls and got stuck, dude.
So she was coming and going as she pleased.
Well, somebody probably freed her.
And so.
She got stuck again.
They
come and they put up more plywood. And then.
That's so funny.
Then the next morning, I'm going out to get the paper. And I opened the door and she's sitting out there and she's like, are you the one that called the police on me?
That was an easy call for her. That was so easy. She was like, that guy called the cops for sure.
Did you own up to it?
Yeah, sure did. I was like, yes. And
I couldn't believe this. He told me this before. I couldn't believe you said
my neighbors had their screen. Like, I literally see screen doors starting to crack, like, up and down the block.
Yeah, dude.
So it's like, this was an important thing for me to own up to. Even though I knew that other neighbors wanted her gone, I took full responsibility. So she was like, why would you do that?
He's a buck captain.
I'm not, but I should have been. I should have been. I should have been.
Yeah.
I picked up trash.
Block captain activity.
I did the whole, yeah. But, anyway, so then we got into a little bit of a, you know, she was like, why would you do that? I was like, it's an abandoned house. It's not safe. You know, and then she was like, we've got electricity in there. And I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. And then she, you know, so she was like, I'm a battered woman. And I was like, I have to call the police now because you told me that. Well,
are you a mandated reporter?
God, dude, what? You called the police again on her? You were like, oh, you've had it tough? I'm going to have to call the police
first
again.
Of all, I hate to say it, and I know I'm going to come off very callous. She's manipulating me. That was not the case.
She was not battered?
Did you test her?
How would you test
her? You go like that.
Yeah, you fucking...
Oh, my God.
You don't know
I regret
that?
Telling this story. I look like a bad person.
You really do. In fact,
you should have tested her.
When you told me it the first time, I hated you for it.
Why? You just want somebody squat next to you and families?
It's I would like, literally that's... never, ever even think about it.
I would have seduced her and brought her into my house.
Yeah, it's, I would have pretty womaned her.
Beauty and the Beast.
It's how you get. It's how you
came
get,
out the castle. It's how
you get animals. It's how you get. I mean, mice. It trash the whole thing. You get seedy characters coming in. Then you what? So you're going to go out and they have like drug people coming in and out at whatever time in the morning. It's you can't have it. Can't do it. Sorry.
True. You shut it down.
Just can't do it.
I'm saying you could have gotten head.
So you called the police on her twice.
Yeah.
What was the second call about? I'm calling this lady, she's getting her ass kicked?
Yeah, and then this lady came out, and she was like, sir, you know, I can tell you're new to the neighborhood. You're just going to have to, like, accept some things. And she was like, she's saying that she's been here for a long time. And I was
kinda
like,
racist.
Officer, what?
Who told you that?
The new cop that came out. And I was like, officer, she hasn't been here. It's been boarded up.
Yeah.
You know, and then the lady started screaming at me and she's like, she was, you know, a little unstable. So then the officer was like, I got it now. I understand what's going on.
What'd the neighbor say? Were they like a little high fiving you? Or were they just like, man, this motherfucker?
I've had a good relationship with them. We didn't talk about it,
But
it wasn't like I got shunned or anything. And
how was the sexual tension between you and your neighbor?
My older neighbors are older ladies.
Yeah, that's all right. That's
don't be ageist.
Come on.
Yeah. Dude, this, well, no.
It's yeah, old. No, yeah, yeah.
No, I don't even like the direction minutes. You guys took this. I was just I understand right. It's like you're going to do a thing with it, but now I'm coming off like an asshole.
No. You did the right thing. Crazy. You snitched twice on that lady. You did the right thing. Nobody thinks you did the wrong thing.
It was so strange. And then the guy that flipped out at me, I was picking up trash, and then he came out and he was like, let me light my joint on your stove. And I was like, no. And then he was like, the fuck, blah, 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 blah. And then later his twin was the one that killed the kid. Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Yeah.
He's got an evil twin?
He had an evil twin.
He had a Luigi. He had a Waluigi, dude. He had an absolute warrior.
I was
the one
that called it in to the cop. My hands were shaking. I was like, dude, I think I have security camera of the killers.
Yeah, don't tell anybody.
Tell people that.
That has nothing to do with us.
Oh.
Yeah, don't tell people that, dude.
Tell people what?
That you're going to get shot?
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I don't live there anymore.
Dude.
You're like 20 minutes away?
Yeah, that far.
All right. Well.
That's all right.
You're fine.
It was me.
Damn.
If you commit murder, I will talk about it.
Kirby Strebeck, dude.
Yeah.
You brought him to justice.
He had to go down. Even though I was talking to the detective, like, please don't tell anybody this.
Yeah. Dude. I was like, don't tell anybody ever.
Yeah. Oh.
Definitely don't.
All right. Well, just delete it then.
We'll block it out.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I don't think you have to, but it's
okay. Well, if you don't think we have to, I don't care.
Yeah,
if whatever. Steve got shot.
I mean, dude, it'd be so funny having the dude behind bars and be like, hey, man, check out this podcast. He's like, motherfucker.
That's that motherfucker right
oh,
there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, maybe you shouldn't.
I don't know that, you know.
He's going to get out.
All right. Well, he'll had some good times.
He's going to go, wah, 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 wah.
That's part of it. Dude, the fantasy's going to come true. It's going to be him, the squatter. Like,
you're going to have to shut them down. You're going to have to fight them.
You know what it is? At the end of the day,
you're trying to help.
I mean, it's just like there's so it's there's just there's like one or two people that wreck it for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they scare the shit out of people. It really sucks. I mean, neighbors would come and be like, can I have my packages? These kids steal it. Nobody wants to say anything.
Yeah.
I'm not saying anything, but can you just, so why should anybody have to live like that?
Yeah, it's kind of bullshit.
And the thing that I told Shane that does frustrate me is that when you would hear like some of the progressive, you know, not that I'm anti-progressive, but it's like some of the AOC would be like, I want the police to police the same way that they do in the suburbs. It's like in the suburbs, none of this would happen. Yeah. Somebody would call and be like, this guy threatened me. And it would be a big deal. Mm-hmm. They sit out there, they break glass. They know that I pick it up, so they just smash it.
Awesome.
I mean,
I gotta be honest. If you were my neighbor in the suburbs that I knew was gonna pick up glass, I'd be smashing glass.
No, smash a bottle. You'd love me, man. I'm a great neighbor.
I would love you. You're right. You're right.
I'd be like, can I help you with this? If you ever need anything, but I'm not all up in your business. But I'm like, if you need something, let me know.
You sound like you're helping people.
They're committing murders and squatting houses.
I'll give you the murder. I think the murder you did. You're a hero. You're a hero for that. Legit hero for that.
No, I'm not.
No, you are. Because that was crazy that happened.
Nuts.
Yeah, I'm sure people remember that too. That was like big.
It was crazy. Big. It was on Reddit. They were like, why isn't anybody saying something? I know somebody knows it. And I'm like, I didn't say anything. But sure. It was just like, you can't imagine this poor, you know.
Yeah.
You got to go, huh?
Yeah. Sorry for ending this on such a sour note.
Awesome. It's an incredibly interesting story.
Oh, okay.
And you shouldn't feel bad.
Okay.
The squatter one, you should. But the second one, you should be proud.
I just watch what happens to squatting houses. It becomes a nightmare. It attracts a bunch of violence.
Yeah, it definitely does.
You did what you had to do, dude. You stood up for your block.
You did.
You guys can be being sarcastic about that, but I'm dead serious.
I'm not being sarcastic.
I don't like this. I wish I could delete that.
Yeah, you should have done that. All right, you're losing your damn mind. You're out of your mind. It's hot here.
I'm trying to come. It is hot.
You're the man.
Dude, you're battered.
I love you.
I love you.
Gerben, dude.
You're the best.
Thank you so much.
You've been helping us out so much. You've been killing
it. No, not at all. Dude, I'm so honored to be a part
of it. I'm so excited. Next week, these will come out.
Are they really?
I think the first sketch will come out before the next
episode. The one I did, I had to bury my face. Gerben was too funny.
Dude, he was.
I had to literally turn around.
He would start talking, and I was wearing a jacket that was high up. So Like there was some of those where I was like, say this. And as soon as I was the one who was like, say this. As soon as he said it, I was just like,
I'm telling you, McKeever.
And then McKeever
was laughing at him, and I was like, man, McKeever's got the giggles. And I like Chris O'Connor was like, hey, turn around and make sure you're looking. And I was watching Gerby deliver his lines, and I was like, I have to turn around. I can't do it.
Dude.
That's really nice to hear. But it's the environment that you and John create.
I had to work. Yeah. I had to work. Oh, like as soon as he said I had to work, I was just like,
it's the environment you and John create. I'm so lucky to be a part of it. Thank
you. We're lucky
to
have you.
Yeah, dude, it's so much fun.
You're the environment.
Thanks for
blessing us. I'm so sorry. But the lady in Sherlock, there was like the first season of Sherlock, I think. Did you ever see it? BBC?
No.
Oh, but she played this. She just did such a good job as this one character. She was talking about it. She was like, as an actor, you sometimes get so lucky with the right role that you can really bring something to it. And like the stuff that you guys are making, I don't know. It's just, it's awesome. So thank you.
You're talking about Sherlock, the series?
Yeah. But for me, they create this environment where they're like, okay, play this or do this. And then they're so like this to have people, because this is a big thing of the depression. Like I did not believe in myself at all and any sort of like ability that I would have. And then to have people like you or John believe in me when I didn't believe in myself. And then we're sitting there and I couldn't get something for one character. And he's just like, give him a second. I think there's more here. It's just so nice. So I thank you. And I can't wait to do more. So
Fuck yeah, dude.
I'm excited to see him.
All right.
You're the man. Thank you for doing this.
It was so much fun seeing you guys again.
Thank you for doing this. Sorry for being a jerk earlier. I was fuming. Forgive me. Right. Goodbye, Steven.